This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to A First Growth in Food News, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And the Angels are on the road in Minnesota and hoping to make it two in a row. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. And if you either go to our Facebook feed right now, SoCal Restaurant Show, or our Instagram at SoCal Restaurant Show, you will see some provocative images of the Holy Grail donuts, which not too surprisingly are the current subject of conversation. And the only better thing than looking at them is actually being able to enjoy them. And we're proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We're picking up our conversation with food entrepreneur and co-founder with his sister of Holy Grail Donuts, that being Nile Dreiling. Nile, welcome back. Thanks for hanging in there.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andy.
Now, let's make the transition. Expanding from Hawaii to Los Angeles is not necessarily a logical move. What attracted you, as far as getting off the island was concerned, or the islands, as the case may be? What was the thought behind Los Angeles? I mean, we're glad to have you here, but I know there must be a story.
Absolutely. I mean, there was a lot of thought put into where we go next. We toyed around with many ideas. However, Los Angeles, you know, it is one of the most competitive donut markets in the world, and it has a huge demographic that cares about where their food comes from. So it's certainly a high-risk, high-reward situation. There's high competition. However, there seems to be a vast amount of people here who really do appreciate what we are attempting to do, and people obviously love donuts, so we thought we'd give it a shot with arguably one of the most difficult markets to go into.
And tell us about the operation of the food truck right now. You're based at the platform. What days are you typically there? Give us a little more information, because Nile, I am sure a lot of our listeners, after hearing all of this, want to do the tasting.
Absolutely. The best place to see our up-to-date hours is on our Instagram, where we're posting weekly about our food truck schedule. However, you can catch us at platform most days, Wednesday through Saturday, and that's usually about 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we'll update that on our Google page and our Instagram as well. When we're not at the platform, we're usually doing private events and farmers markets, and as we ramp up and get ready for our Santa Monica store opening, we will be doing some fun activation right in front of that store pre-opening with the food truck as well.
Now, not pressing you, Nile, but just roughly, when do we expect Santa Monica? Because, you know, I know it's in the works.
Absolutely. We're feeling pretty confident about early November for our opening. And as we ramp up and get a couple weeks out, we will be doing some teasers and setting some solid dates on our Instagram page as well.
And Nile will definitely keep our listeners informed, too. Now, before we move along, we talked about your particular favorite donut, the L&L. You sell these individually or in four packs. And let's talk about the four pack that I enjoyed, again, just to give our listeners a little bit more of a feeling that, you know, this is just not your usual run-of-the-mill glazed donut. Now, Nile, I have to confess, I'm a chocolate fan, and I'm a big supporter of Hawaiian regional chocolate. As you know, Hawaii is the only state in the United States that can successfully grow cacao, the basis for chocolate. Supporting agriculture in Hawaii is very important, because this is a big opportunity for them as far as business and revenue is concerned, and they need to develop some other businesses there besides tourism, which unfortunately, you know, COVID proved the value of being able to do some other things. So obviously, my favorite was the J. Dilla, which was the chocolate donut that was available at the time. If you can, Niall, give us the food porn description of the J. Dilla and what chocolate you're using, because that's extra special.
Oh, yeah, no problem. That's one of my favorites as well. So the J. Dilla, one of our first donuts that we created, it is a chocolate-dipped donut with a cocoa butter swirl over it. And what's really special about that donut is that we're using single-origin chocolate from Kauai, grown by our friend Will Lidgate at Lidgate Farms in Kauai. And his chocolate is some of the highest-ranked chocolate in the world. And he's specifically growing about an acre of new cacao trees just for Holy Grail as we scale.
Wow, 1 acre. Now, Niall, I'm going to surprise you. Unfortunately, I've not been in Kauai in at least a decade, but the last time I was there, Lidgate Farm was known as Steelgrass Farm. I toured the farm, and I actually tasted the chocolate there. So not only do I appreciate the donut, excuse me, for what it is, having tasted it, but I really know the source, and I hope you will continue to use them because, again, Hawaiian regional chocolate deserves a lot of support in the United States. Why shouldn't we support U.S. agriculture, and particularly agriculture from Hawaii? You know, I don't need chocolate from Europe.
Absolutely. That is our goal and our mission is, you know, while we do want to continue to explore these Hawaiian flavors to bring out here to Los Angeles, we're actually putting a lot of effort into partnering with local farmers around the Los Angeles area as well. And that ties back to our model of really attempting to scale locally as we grow. So eventually we're going to have a more regional approach to our menu where some donut flavors will pull ingredients from Hawaii, but we also want to support the communities that we're going into as well. And also, it gives us an opportunity to play around with new and exotic ingredients everywhere we go.
Of course, Niall, it makes sense. Now, in terms of your donut recipe portfolio, how many recipes do you rotate through at this point for Holy Grail donuts? And I know, of course, different flavors are being developed all the time.
We nearly have lost track of the amount of donuts we've created at this point. However, I know we're over 60 donut flavors at this point, and it's continuing to add up. We have not gotten bored of it yet.
And hopefully,
and
you won't.
Every single week, we absolutely, and we do change those flavors every single week as well, and that's based off of our creativity. Is also based off of, you know, what chefs we're potentially collaborating with in the future here and what's in season.
You know, it definitely all makes sense. Now, now when you buy, excuse me, the 4-pack from the truck, they're served warm. I didn't peek in the back of the truck because I wanted to be as inconspicuous as possible. What is actually going on in the truck?
So inside of the truck, we have developed our whole recipe from scratch. Every single recipe that we do is not based off of another formula or another premix of any kind. And we are making dough roughly at least every hour in that food truck, maybe every 30 minutes when it's a little busier. And we are constantly frying donuts in organic coconut oil to order for every single customer, and then we're garnishing them as well. And we can usually get your donuts out in about 5 to 7 minutes.
Niall, it's worth the wait, but what you're doing is highly unusual, which is why I wanted to share this with our audience. In terms of the base dough, in terms of mixing the dough, do you have a small commissary kitchen somewhere you're using that eventually that will be taking place in the store? You know, tell us about the creation of the dough.
Absolutely. So we have developed it to where it can be made on-site anywhere we are, very, very simply. There's a lot of back-end prep that has to go into sourcing and preparing everything to be made to order. We do have a warehouse here in Los Angeles in Culver City, and the purpose of that warehouse is that's where we're beginning to consolidate and develop our own supply chain at this stage. And that is also where we have a partial commissary where we can do some food prep. But we, you know, our goal is to be preparing everything in every single location that we're in and we don't plan to compromise on that at all.
Niall, great to hear, and I'm going to keep you honest on that. Let's go back and talk about a few more flavors that I enjoy, just so everybody knows. We're making the point that, you know, not your usual donut that you get from one of the wonderful Cambodian donut shops around. Tell us about the Reincarnated. I mean, I love these names.
Yeah, Reincarnated was our very first donut, and that's the one that we can't really seem to get off the menu because we love it too much. That donut is similar to our take on a maple bacon donut, but just much more refined and elevated. It is a thin organic maple glaze, and we garnish that with smoked coconut and Hawaiian sea salt. And that is just the perfect sweet, savory, salty flavor that we have on the menu.
That's a wow. Now, of course, in terms of Hawaiian flavors, people recognize lilikoi, passion fruit from Hawaii. You know, you definitely have to have a lilikoi donut, great combination of flavors. Give us a little bit more of the insight on the lilikoi.
Absolutely. So we have our lilikoi donut, and that's one of our more simple ones. However, we are using fresh lilikoi regionally based off of where we are. So in LA, we're actually sourcing lilikoi locally, and we actually keep the seeds in the glaze as well. So it's not a puree. It's not a base that we order from a supplier. This is just fresh, cracked open lilikoi that we are creating into a donut garnish and glaze, and you can actually taste the real authentic flavor of it.
Now, before we need to say goodbye, also on the food truck, of course, we've been talking about these incredible donuts that the assortment changes daily. You can get them singly. You can get them in four packs. Just very briefly, what beverages are you providing on the food truck?
So we have our beverage program is just as unique as our donuts. We base our whole beverage program off of a coconut cashew nut milk that we make in-house daily. And we actually put that on tap through a proprietary tap system. And all of our nut milks are coming out of a tap just like a Guinness beer. They're nitrogenated. And we are pairing that with matcha, with coffee, and with a chai tea blend that we produce. And that nut milk is really the building block for all of these draft latte beverages that we serve and create.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the co-founder of Holy Grail Donuts, H-O-L-E-Y, Niall Dreiling, you're going to be hearing more about these folks in Southern California in the coming months, I assure you. Again, for those of you that thought there's nothing new on a donut, I do think Holy Grail will prove you wrong, and we will be following them. Just so you know, in terms of being able to get all the information, the website is holygraildonuts.com, and again, H-O-L-E-Y. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we're back to Anna Maria Island. We're talking with a husband and wife restaurateur team. It is Chateau Anna Maria on Anna Maria Island. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.